In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, may beloved, I request to explain the little passage from the scripture, from the Apostle Paul to the Ephesians, and it's sixth chapter, and the fourth verse. The only thing is whoever had requested it, the verse actually was not translated correctly, as only part of the verse, only a little section of it. And this is how it was stated to me. Fathers, do not tempt your sons. And actually, the verse says, fathers, do not irritate your children. Chada means children, not just sons, it's children. And it continues the sentence, but bring them up in the knowledge and in the obedience of the Lord, of the Lord. At the beginning of the chapter is the words I'm translating. I don't have the English Septuagint by me, so I'm translating by myself to not be too picky. Children, listen to your parents in the Lord. This is correct. Respect your father, and your mother. And this is the first law that was given with a promise. And what is the promise? It says here, "The blagati bu, you're going to be prosperous, going to be good here in this life, and going to have a long life on this earth." And this is what the Lord promises for respecting your parents. Well, my beloved, what is the main thing that we have to understand here? Well, first of all, we have to understand, of course, that the parents will irritate involuntarily the children if the children stray away from God's laws, if the children do not respect the parents anymore. Anything the parents will say to them will irritate them if it goes against their grain. If they have lost the sight of the gospel, if the children are not living according to gospel, and they are around their parents, they either going to flee the parents or they will be always irritated and angry at the parents, because the parents' life itself will prick their conscience. My beloved, you have to realize that it does say in the scripture, do not throw the pearls before the pigs, for they should trample on them and trample you down. My beloved, of course, no parents would want to admit and say that their children have become like pigs, that you could not talk to them. But what do you do if you can't talk to them? You see that irritation comes. Now, after irritation, immediately, St. John Kronstadt says it, immediately the enemy will try to get in the heart. Once you set in the irritation, then the anger sets in, and then you start saying loud words, and you're going to start be filled with anger. It's already not you speaking, but already the enemy through you. This is the main thing that the parents have to teach their children. This unseen warfare, if they're to be making it to the kingdom of heaven, St. John Chrysostom explains to us also that one of the things that could be irritating the children, if you use the threat to them of not giving them any after their parents die and what's left over, inheritance. And if you can threaten and say, I'm not going to give you an inheritance if you don't listen to me. Well, this is what, of course, the church doesn't want us to do. The church doesn't want us to use threats like that, my beloved. And the irritation will come again in the children when they will not accept the truth. Remember how the irritation hit all the Jews and Jewish bishops and so on when the Lord Jesus Christ told them the truth. The irritation came to such a hatred that finally they have crucified him, and they have totally forgot all the good that he had done to the people, all the healings, all the resurrection of the dead, the feeding of the multitude with one time with 5 bread and the other time with 7 bread, thousands of people, and all the miracles that they had done, all the good that he had done to them, to the Israel nation. And they have only gotten so much through the irritation. They let the devil inside the heart, and they wanted, the hatred came to such a point they wanted to kill him. Well, this is what happens to the people when you bear a grudge. You cannot bear a grudge, my beloved, not Orthodox Christians. We cannot bear a grudge because we read every day. We read, or should be reading, at least every day, at least a couple of times, morning and the evening, and then before meal, so it's more than a couple, of several times, the prayer. It says, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Well, we have to believe that, we have to want that. We're asking for that, for his name to be hallowed, for this kingdom to come in our heart, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And my beloved, St. John of Croatia says that, for us to get us to understand it properly, if we don't forgive our debtors, God will not forgive us our debts to him. And you can say to yourself, well, I've never did something terrible to God as what they have done to me. Well, you're wrong, because the crucifixion was worse than anything else that the Lord endured, and all the apostles. Why were they crucified? 6 of them were crucified. Then some of them beheaded, some of them, only one survived after all kinds of tortures. He was exiled into an island, which is St. John, and lived until the age of over 100. My beloved, the Christian, Orthodox Christian, has to understand our road to the kingdom of heaven is narrow and thorny, and that means through sorrows we are able to humble ourselves, and if we humble ourselves, then we receive the grace of God, the supernatural help which God allows us to endure everything without that deep sorrow inside, without falling into depressions or into angers and all those things. We still can be able to be happy in our hearts if we obey our Lord and respect our Lord, and after the Lord, if we respect our parents, because St. John Chrysostom writes that the parents are also the cause of your birth. The Lord is the main one, but the parents were his helper to give you birth, and you own your life to your parents. This was St. John Chrysostom says. St. John Chrysostom explains that we should love our parents. He says, well, parents love their children naturally because they come from them, and they naturally love their children. That's what he says, don't irritate the children. But the irritation, my beloved, is, again, the irritation comes when we hit a note or something that goes against the grain of our children. Now, if they're on the right path, if they're on the right path, then we couldn't irritate them because we love them. We as parents, we love our children. We want only what is best for them. And you, those who are parents, you understand that, of course, perfectly well. You know that you want the best possible thing for your children. And if you're a believer, of course, you want them, first of all, you want them to love the Lord, to attach themselves to the Lord so that they will have the eternal life and be always with Him. And knowing that this life is not that important, and what we go through this life will teach them. And we want to teach them the biggest secrets of the Orthodox Christianity is that you will be absolutely in already, you will feel the heaven. Whether you're poor, whether you're rich, whether you're in fame, or whether you're in infamous, and whether you're being persecuted, or whether you're praised, it doesn't matter. You always, as long as you feel the Lord with you, you will be able to bear the crosses that the Lord sends to you, and you'll be able to be happy, truly happy. You could be peaceful. You don't have to be irritated. You don't have to be angry, and you don't have to let the enemy come inside of the heart. And he won't be able to do that. He won't be able to come into your heart if you keep the memory of the Lord. And that's the most important thing. The apostle and St. John Chrysostom also warns us and tells us at that time, mind you, this is in the 4th century, at that time he was cautioning the parents to make sure that they give the proper upbringing to the children. That means in the faith, in the respect and the love for God and the respect for each other. That's the most important thing. He says, look at it. It's not as important any kind of other education that there may be. Try to give them also some kind of knowledge, because in those days the parents were able to train the children to continue their work, what they were doing. And that's why you had generations and generations of carpenters and generations of builders and generations of priests and so on, because the parents would teach the children. Children loving their parents would absolutely would continue to do the same thing, because they loved their parents and they wanted to continue the line. My beloved, well, now it's totally different now what we're living in this world. Now everybody is for his own self. The children, very soon they get bombarded by the TV, by the computers, by all kinds of information, and most of it is totally eliminating the presence of God, and they are looking at the world totally different. Well, that's where the parents have to pray and pray their heart out and cry day and night to bring the children back to Christ. If they were in a little, when they were tiny babies, when they were drawing to Christ, and now if the parents see them as being older, losing sight of Christ, that we should cry out for them. Under no circumstances turn on them, but just cry our heart out as if it was we were the being lost. And as I many times have to do, I cry to the Lord and beg like Moses did, save my children, even if you don't want to save me because of my rottenness and my sin, but save my children. And cry out to the Mother of God and to all the saints, my beloved. This is the sorrows that the parents of today have to carry and know, because so little of the children of ours are following now in the footsteps of their parents, because they do not have been not taught from the beginning the respect for them and the love for them. And so him not having the love for the parents, it's the Holy Father said it is very difficult for them to ever come to love even the Lord. And this is to my sorrow what I witness, as people turn against their parents and then they turn against the Lord. My beloved, let's try to pray more and make sure that when we bring up the children, if we are still young and we can have our own children, that we will make sure that the main education that they will get is the unseen warfare. It's not only for monks, and don't say like they did, even St. John Chrysostom writes, that at his time people say, well, I don't want my son to be a monk or my daughter to be a nun, and I want them to be the master of this or this and in the world. Well, even especially especially if their sons and daughters are going to be in the world, they need the utmost importance is for them to learn the unseen warfare and to control their heart, to make sure that the heart, nothing goes in there that is bad, that is going to displease the Lord, because they respect and love Him so much that they don't want to displease Him. And if that was the case with the children, they do also same thing. They live in such a way as to, because they honor their parents, because they don't want to displease their parents. But of course, only if the parents are being Christian and trying to love God and show Him a good example. Pray, please, for all the parents, everybody who listens to this talk, please pray hard, because it's very, very difficult. And as the Lord said, the time will come when people would really be afraid to have children, because the children are going to be their torturers. And this is what is happening today. Many of the parents that I've spoken and know have great tragedy because of their children. But I know they still continue to love them, and they will until the last breath. They will pray for them that the Lord will bring them about and to recognize what they have to be doing to make it in the kingdom of heaven. Amen.